Thanks. So
Sorry.
that's
Go
all
ahead.
right. So I would make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as written. I'm not hearing any seconds. Do I hear things or not hearing things?
A second.
Okay. Well, all those in favor, aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Aye.
Oh, wow, we got a full quorum. Nice. Okay. Katie, do you mind leading the conversation? Because I don't have the agenda up on my phone.
Yeah, let me just look at it real quick. Find it. Okay, so
I have a question. Did Parametrics get started? They were waiting to make sure they were going to get paid or something.
not sure what you mean by that.
Well, if I remember correctly, we voted and then to accept their $100,000 or something, but then they were waiting to make sure they were going to get their $100,000.
Yes, that was taken care of. Everything got
So,
approved, so we're good to go.
okay, so they're working on it as we speak.
Parametrics, yeah. So
Okay. That's my understanding.
on the discussion items, Guy brought this up. He wanted to talk again about the conversation we had regarding the septic tanks and equipment and who's going to own it, the district, the owner. You wanted to touch on that subject.
Guy, you want to expand on your conversation?
Sure. Well, in the last work session there, when we were talking with Ryan and the representative from, they had suggested that there's two ways that these districts operate. One way is that the homeowner takes care of his pump, septic tank, and basically at the connection point at the edge of his lot, we would have, my understanding is, a check valve and an isolation valve there, and we would take care of everything on our side, and they're responsible for taking care of everything on their side, which is one way to do it. The other way to do it would be that the sanitary district does the maintenance pumping of their system. And it was brought up that Tim suggested, and I kind of agree with him that our job is to get rid of people's drain fluid and effluent, and it would be their responsibility to take care of the pumps, the septic, and so forth. But this is kind of a key ingredient in how we move forward, because if we have to budget for someone to pump and maintenance and upkeep, then the monthly charge is going to be quite a bit higher than if we just maintain the effluent system. Is there any questions on what we're talking about here?
That all makes sense to me.
Well, I think that personally, because I would rather take care of my own stuff And that's, you know, I think going to cause less problems for me if that's my responsibility. I think the district could have some suggested vendors that could help people with, you know, like three people that pump tanks or three people that maintain tanks available to the customers. But we would, you know, it would alleviate a lot of work for the district, because if we're going to maintain and pump, then, you know, we have to charge for that and we have to mark it up with overhead. And my feeling is that, you know, I could probably do it the same price as the sanitary district without their overhead. So it actually probably cost me less money. You know, this is a board decision. I think access onto other people's property is always a problem. Even if you're allowed to do it, they don't like you to do it. And, you know, if they put up fences or have dogs or, you know, people just don't like you coming onto their property. And I think that, and then we're going to either have somebody to do that work or contract to somebody to do that work. So, you know, it's a board decision, and we talked about both of those ways of doing it, but we never voted on it. But it's gonna, going forward, you know, when we're doing these manuals and, you know, where our liability or jurisdiction starts and stops. And like, if you have a gravity system, it stops right at, you know, at the street. They, you know, if your line from your house to the street goes bad, you have to fix it. And, you know, essentially all we are, in my vision, is, you know, we're a replacement for a drain field. And we don't take solids, and no matter, like, whoever or whenever people hook up, they're, you know, their septic fails, they're going to have to put a new tank in and a pump, or, you know, whatever the county requires them to do. And we're just taking the place of a drain field.
You know, you could do both. You could charge a premium to the people that are out of area owners and don't want to deal with the headache, and you make it worth your while to do it. You don't, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it that way either.
Well, we could,
Katie,
we could set them up with, you know, a third party.
Sure.
And
that works too.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a you know, we're going to have to probably on the website or wherever have two or three vendors that say, okay, we can take care of this stuff for you, because there, you know, there will be problems. It's just, you know, do, you know, what, I guess we have to define what the vision is. You know, and Kristen, you know, you're going to have a, I mean, what's your vision?
Like personally for our property, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
my guess is for commercial, it's going to be required that we do our own thing anyway, because we're going to have different requirements based on how much fluid we have going into our system. And I think with a restaurant, like, I'm probably going to have a grease interceptor. So I'm still going to have somebody maintaining some part of the system. So to me, it's like I don't disagree with you that it would be easier for me to maintain it. I also think, like, basically, if we're maintaining everybody's property, we're basically now a maintenance company on top of being a district.
Well, yeah, so that's you know, when I thought about it, it's like we're doing these operation manuals, and so the, you know, we should decide which way we're going to do it. On the commercial with our agreement with Redmond, basically, and Tim can probably correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to mirror their requirements because they have a certain requirement for what they want to treat, and they don't want it to be any different than theirs. Isn't that your understanding, Tim?
You know, I think that's pretty much true. We're going to be doing a little different than their situation because they're taking solids and liquids.
Right.
And we're only giving them liquids in this instance. But I think there is going to be an expectation, and I think we will have to abide by it of, you know, limitations of grease and, you know, other sort of pre-treatment things for, pardon me, commercial buildings is for sure. I doubt there'll be anything additional for the residential, but I guess I like the idea of not having to maintain anything other than our own system. And again, for the basically the same sort of reasons you're talking about, you know, there's no reason for us to take on that responsibility. There's a lot of capable companies and stuff that, you know, we don't need to own it. And from what I understood from our conversations at the work session, it doesn't seem like there's necessarily a downside to that situation. It doesn't leave our pardon me, system open to some sort of bad situation if we just manage the effluent as is with whatever pretreatment, you know, we decide is necessary.
Right, and we would have to come up with specification for what we want, you know, people to, you know, pre-treat, right?
Well, here's
my
thought.
Yeah, we'll have to, go ahead, please.
If we're going to go down that road, then I feel like we would need to have them provide a proof of maintenance to us on a regular basis. And if there's that there, that'll tell us like what you're talking about as far as the guidelines it needs to meet through that. Does that make sense?
Could you repeat
like
that?
Every year, because I live here in Terrebonne, you know, we have to have our system checked in and then sent the document into, now the contractor works with the county and sends it in saying, yeah, we inspected it.
Gives that. Or you have
same sort of process.
Yeah, right. I think we should have that on file.
Everybody,
you know,
agree.
All the people are hooked up, then we are showing that they're maintaining it. Then it won't
the
compromise.
The only thing
I
thought was that on the maintenance portion, when we spoke with the rep, he was saying that these things don't need to be maintained to that extent. Like, I was under the impression it was like every 3 years or whatever, or 5 years.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So maybe there's like a, maybe it's like a buy, like every 2 years we have them do it, or we kind of decide on that timeline, but I do agree. Like, we have to make sure that it's being maintained if we're not maintaining it.
Yeah. We probably have to get with the county and find out if that's something that we could set in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause right now
we have what they call an ATT system, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, cause I have two of those on some of the properties, you know, one on different ones, but yeah, they require, a yearly maintenance and to make sure that it's in good working order, and it has to be by a certified contractor. And so, yeah, we could do the same thing on a bi-yearly or whatever we, you know, make sure the filter's clean and the pump system's working correctly.
Yeah. And then one other thing I was thinking is, you know, we could get a hold of two or three contractors that can provide maintenance and make sure that they're aligned with what we need. And they're kind of like a subcontractor, right? We can Will you discount people in this area if they use your service? Because we're practically giving them the service.
Yeah, we're providing with a lot of customers.
Yeah, we're providing with the customer base. So that, I think that's an option.
I'm not sure I fully understood what you said there, Katie.
So what I'm saying is, you know, like Guy mentioned, we get some contractors that we know that can provide services to the community. And then we give them as a reference and see if we can work out some kind of discount with the residents if they use their service to help them, you know.
A discount for the residents so they get like
from the residents. Yeah.
Well, I think the question is like, what is a maintenance? Like, what is, if I had a residential home and I needed maintenance on the system and it's every 2 years or every 3 years, what is the cost of that maintenance? Is it, you know, $500? Is it $60? Like, what does that look like?
Oh, so we pay about $600 a year.
$600 a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's for like a Orenco AX40 or whatever those things are, which probably require, I would imagine, a little bit more tinkering with than what we're talking about, but maybe not. Maybe it's similar filter system.
It's a really good system. It doesn't require a lot. They just, according to like DEQ and
county,
this is something we need to do. It's required. So they come in and they'll look through it, and they, if it needs to be pumped out, they can take care of it. If not, then they send that document to the county and then they file it.
And they're charging you $600?
Yeah, we have to pay $300 for the service from an outside party. And then to just file with the county, it's like $280.
Wow.
So
it's kind of like your own little DEQ permit almost.
Yeah.
Or like WPCF permit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I would like to get that cost not to be that cost if people have that cost right now. I don't feel like that would be a great thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was paying that much, but I'm going to look into it. So.
Maybe you have an agreement different than we do. No.
Well, I was using, I think the guy's name's T-Walt out of Sisters.
Yeah, I use them too.
You do?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay. And, well, you probably know your numbers, so I'm not going to argue with you, but I'm going to check on that. Because
okay.
I was like,
I better check myself too. I know I write the checks. I'm like, okay, here we go.
I have a property manager, but I was just thinking it was like $175, but I might have been remembering an old number too.
Yeah.
But
depending on the number basically would not be a lot different probably if we were doing it for them, sort of thing. And again, we alleviate all those other concerns about access and, you know, response times and all that sort of stuff. And we don't have to hire somebody. We don't have to have a personnel sitting around waiting for something to break.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have to have like a management or a equipment management company on the side, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be on the side. It would be under our umbrella.
Yes, exactly. But it'd be like just another part of our business. Like we have an additional business.
Yeah. And my guess is that it would end up probably costing the end user more to have us do it than a third party, but I might be wrong about that.
Well, the idea of having, some connections with people that, you know, have a reasonable rate was a good idea. I don't feel like we want to push anybody in particular because we're not supposed to be doing that. But if we got contacts that we knew were doing a good job and were providing good service and a reasonable cost, then I don't have any problem getting them on a list, sort of thing.
Well, that's what the county does. They when they send it out. I believe, Katie, isn't it? They have certain people that are approved and licensed to do it. And you can pick from their list.
You know, we just went with, when we bought the house, we just used the same person and signed a contract. So I don't know like how that started.
Right.
No, the DEQ has, or they do have a big list. They have like a one-page list of a bunch of different contractors. There's probably like 20 different contractors. So you're right on that.
And the one fellow there that is working, he's on the Tumalo Barn, Robert Fish. I don't know if you guys know him. You know, for years he had a company called the Tank Doctor, and that was one of the things that he did. And I think he sold that company.
Yes, and that still exists.
The Tank Doctor does?
Yep. Yeah, they do. Yep, because they are, when our guys can't be there, they subcontract out to him.
Okay. Yeah. So. And so they're, you know, there's people that can do it, I guess is my point.
Yes.
And they're going to, whether we do it or they do it, it's just, you know, we need to make a decision what we want to do and what we don't want to do. And then that's going to, I mean, it's just going to affect a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
Since we're writing our manual, you know, it's just something that we can put in there and our procedures, how we're going to do it, and then we can work. And it's definitely will have a big effect on the monthly bill. And
I think it would be helpful if we can get something written for the system from either Orenco or from Ryan about how often maintenance needs to be performed on, you know, residential properties.
Yeah, that would come from Orenco. I don't think Ryan knows.
Okay, because that would be really helpful, just understanding, like, is this like a once every 3 years thing, once every 5 year thing, and every other year thing? What's the recommended deal? Because if it's just once every 5 years, that seems like kind of a no-brainer that the property owner should just do it, because then we're going to be tracking, you know, multiple different 5 year properties that need to be maintained.
The gentleman from Orenco had a spreadsheet from a municipality that did their own maintenance, and it was, they thought the sweet spot was between 3 and 5 years.
I'm sorry, I don't have a screen. Is Dylan in the conversation as well?
No, I don't think so.
He's not on the meeting?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard him earlier. Sorry. Okay. So has everybody that is on the board spoke at this point regarding this, or do we have any other conversations?
I think we've all taken a turn, right?
Okay. Do we want to discuss further? I think I'm close to making a motion that says we basically take everything from the property line our way to the street, I guess. Does anybody have some conversation about that, or do we want to rephrase that, or how do we want to finalize this conversation? Is Ryan on board here? I don't know if he came to the meeting.
No, he's not either.
Well,
I haven't seen any benefit for us. Like, I don't think anybody's given a reason why it's more beneficial for us to take on the maintenance. So if somebody has an opinion that that would be more beneficial, I'm kind of with you, Tim.
Well, yeah,
the only benefit I can see of us doing it would just be to make sure that their systems are operating, and if we have an interval that they have to get an inspection, like say 3 years, that alleviates that.
Yeah, and I think that's generally fairly easy tracked in today's world. You know, it would be part of whoever our administrator is to track that sort of stuff and, you know, keep ahead of it and figure out how we enforce that, I guess, is biggest concern?
Well, what you do is you just put, you can put a lien on their property and you do it.
Okay.
Or you can have the water turned off. Those are the two options. But I think you
I
guys are
don't suspect
right.
we'll get too much.
I don't think I'd take it
I don't
on.
think.
I
Well, and if they don't maintain it and it stops working, that's kind of their problem, right?
Yeah, from what I heard from Jonathan and from what I know about the system, it's really not going to be detrimental to us if they're not maintaining it as well. It's going to be detrimental to the homeowner and potentially a little bit of an issue for us, but it's going to be their bad.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, if you have a, well, one of the requirements is that effluent screen, right? And if you don't clean your screen, it's gonna let less through, not more.
Right.
Yeah. And tell it that, the only thing you'd have to be maybe leery of it if they just pull the screen out, if that's possible.
I just don't know how many people are going to do that. I don't
What's that?
how many people are going to want to do that. I know that you're willing to.
Well, probably not very many people want to mess
No.
around with their. That's my. I mean, I certainly don't.
Sounds like a crappy job to me.
Does.
It
Yeah.
does.
Right.
I mean, obviously, that would be one of the things the inspector, whoever they choose, is supposed to check. Is the screen in place?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And is it clean?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't see any real advantage of us doing it. It's just more work for us. And, if it's their obligation to maintain and pump their, it's just one less phone call we get.
Yeah. I
think
So,
so.
go ahead.
I
No, go
said I
ahead.
think that's the right direction.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion that we established our responsibilities at the property line, and anything within the property is the homeowner's responsibility to maintain in the future. Guidance to come along as far as what the timelines and all that stuff are, but that we do that in order to limit our needs and obligations for maintenance, as well as give us a direction to move forward with all our paperwork.
I'll second that.
Motion's presented and seconded. Anybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then none opposed. So perfect. Thanks, guy.
Okay.
Okay.
What's next, Katie?
So next, we just wanted to talk about the computer purchase. I know that we approved it last year at the end of the year, and
Okay.
now that we have some money, I reached out to Guy because I know that his son does computer stuff, and he sent, an option of what would work best for us. So we just wanted to run that by everybody. I don't know how much it'll cost. Do you know, Guy?
I think it was around $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much computer cost.
Reasonable.
Yeah, and it was at Costco, and I can't speak for computers. I just we don't get along too well.
Well, I think yeah, Katie, either you make a decision based on what you understand things or whatever, but something
Okay.
in that range of $1,000 makes sense.
Okay.
And I think you ought to make sure you have it, as well kept as possible, which I know you will, but so if you have a change of heart about life and you go elsewhere, it's pretty easy for someone else to take it over and start doing stuff. So.
Yep, correct. Yeah.
Can I make
But I
one
don't
more
want you to have a change
suggestion
of
while
heart.
we're on computer stuff? Could we maybe get
Yes, ma'am.
QuickBooks going?
Seems like we ought to.
Yeah, we can
Because
do
I think
that.
it's better if we get ahead of that since we are starting to have like expenses and stuff versus having to go back, you know,
So
further out.
once I get a computer, I'll load that on there.
Awesome.
There'll probably be some sort of expense with that, so you'll just have to make sure you understand that. Perfect. I don't know. I mean, I think QuickBooks is a good first start, but there may be something that is more attuned to utilities and such, you know, with mailers and things like that. I really don't know QuickBooks that well, so maybe it does all that, but you
That's a
know,
good
when we
thought.
get into tracking things, but it's good for right now.
Yeah,
We don't have any clients yet, so.
there
I
was
think I would
several.
talk to the district folks.
Right. There
Yes.
were several people at that convention that had software for specifically for doing what we do.
Yeah, and it may be worth checking with SDAO just directly and saying, you know, what do you guys see people using and stuff? They may have
Some better
information,
suggestions.
but.
Yeah.
They actually do because when we, you know, we arranged to get the website, they talked about that.
Okay.
So it'd be worth just a phone call to them or just get on the website and look. But I know they do have you know, some budgeting software.
Okay. I can make that phone call, find out,
Okay.
and let you guys know what I find out. And the only one other item I wanted to bring up is with the Zoom package that we have. I think we kind of briefly talked on this the last meeting, but I think it's a good idea to update it to a higher package so that more than one person can run these meetings. And it's like
Yeah.
another $30 a year. So,
Make it so.
okay, I'll do that. And then, do we have an idea of when we're going to do our open house for budgeting? Do we?
Well, we've
Just
got
kind of wondering. Oh,
two
go ahead.
we've I think we need to remember we've got to have what a week in between.
Okay.
So we have to hold two. And so we could, I think what we did before is we did the first one at our regular board meeting, and then we did just a real quick one a week later. And we do need to go ahead and get that budget stuff booked with the bulletin. And again, that remember that's a couple $1,000 bill.
Right. Yep.
What's a
Okay.
couple
I
thousand?
remember
Yeah,
Daniel
Singleton said he would be up for doing that if my recollection serves me, being on the board for the
he did.
budget.
He and his wife, and then we probably should just grab one or two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the date on that it needs to be completed by?
June 30th.
Yeah, June
Okay, so we're
30th.
getting there.
And really, we should be able to do it in just the two meetings. I just dedicate next month's June's meeting to doing the budget, just get talk that through, and then just set up the next week.
Okay.
What's the date for the next meeting?
June 20th, I think.
And Katie, I'm sending
Yeah.
you right now Julius's information from the bulletin, just what we did last year, just in case you
Okay.
don't have it.
Okay, great.
It's like the 18th.
Yeah, 18th is the date.
Next one's on the 18th.
Yes.
I kind of doubt if I'm going to make that.
That's not an option.
It's
I
not an
think that's
option.
the.
I think that's the meeting we do elections, and so that's fine, guy.
Well, you know what? You can go ahead and change it and make it earlier. Make it a day earlier or whatever.
Well, I'm going to be in Montana that whole week on several different rivers, so...
Will you be around like June 11th?
I could do the 11th or the 25th, but the 18th, I'm not going to be available.
What about swapping the board meeting and the work session?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that would be the 4th.
The 4th. I don't know if that's enough time to get.
Yeah. So I'm sure the 10th would work.
Okay.
If we wait till later, it's too.
It's getting tight.
Time. Yeah, too tight. So, and then we could just get together the last week of June and do the final one. Does that sound right, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it. Do it then. And I've just sent you our publication stuff with Julius Black from the Bulletin.
Okay.
Because we've got it. It says when we held the budget hearings, and it has all that information, everything we need to do.
Okay.
Well,
but just give me a call and we'll get that, we'll get it all ready to go.
What are we doing on the 18th? It's just a minute.
That's our normal board meeting.
Right. But
budget stuff.
People miss board meetings.
It has happened.
Well, you have another life.
You won't get a perfect attendance badge at the end of the month.
No,
oh, boy.
So how many people at the meeting for budget do we need to have on the board there? Make it is it like 4 of us or 3?
Yeah. We've got 5 board members, so I think we have to have at least 7. We'll have to just look that up. 7. I believe it's 7. And the board, as long as you have a quorum on the board, I think you're all right. But we'll look that up.
Okay.
And just double check.
Well, how does that phone deal work, Tim? You just call in?
For the board meeting, you mean? Or
oh,
for
yeah.
The
you can call
meeting?
In.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I can. I don't know.
I don't think you need to be there. We can have 3 of us there, Chris and Katie and I.
I can try to make it. Just get back early one day or something. So I do my best.
So you want us to stay with the 18th?
Yeah, and if I'm not there, I'm not there, I guess.
Okay, that works.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
All right. Anything else we need to discuss for the good of the group? Sorry, again, I don't have a monitor, so I can't tell you. Is there anybody in public that wants to have comments?
There are 2 people online. I don't, if they want to make a comment, now would be the time.
I see. There you go. Now's the time. I think that's long enough silence to assume they don't.
Yep.
So any other questions for board or anything? All right. Let's close this meeting for the Terrebonne Sanitary District, and everybody enjoy their time until the next work session, which is on the, what was it, on June?
June 4th. 18th.
No. Well, the work session is what June, day?
June 4th. 4th.
June 4th.
Okay. Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right.
And read the lead-up information if you get a chance, please. I think we have a guest, if I recall correctly, Keith Bedell is going to talk about some of this stuff. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.